إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. The third word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to talk about connecting with Himself in the ayat of Surah Al-Anfal, which we have been talking about for the last 2 days, where Allah said, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَبَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentioned, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and then, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ Ayatuhu zadatum imana, and the third one, wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, and they have tawakkul on their Rabb, they have faith and reliance on their Rabb Jalla Jalalu. My brothers and sisters, tawakkul is the consequence of the first two things. Tawakkul comes only if the heart is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, and when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do something to the heart. When we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when tawakkul happens. Without that connection, there cannot be tawakkul. And that's the reason why it's very important for us to ensure that we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like everything else, building a connection with Allah takes time, takes effort. We spend time and effort building friendships and building networks and building connections with people because we expect some benefit from them. Today, people actually teach what they call networking skills, which is, I've always considered networking skills to be a rather mercenary way of living life. I have probably one of the largest networks of anybody, but I didn't spend a single minute trying to build that network. My network is just of people, of friends of mine who I relate with and who I work with and who I help whenever I can, and they love me and they help me and they are good to me. I don't do this as an exercise, as a strategy. I just think it's, you know, rather mean to do that, to have networking as a strategy. I mean, you're either somebody's friend or you're not. But trying to find people who can benefit you and then cultivating them as if they were some shrubs or trees, all this is demeaning. I mean, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying that even those who believe, they spend all that time and energy building networks, building friendships, because they expect benefit from them. And then when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people don't want to spend time in building a connection with the only one who can actually benefit. Nobody but Allah can benefit. Nobody can but Allah can cause any harm to happen. Yet, we spend time and energy trying to build networks with people, with individuals, with human beings who can do nothing. But we don't build a network with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He can do everything. So it is very important for us to work on our hearts and to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the heart is responsive to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His ayat, to His creation, to His signs in the creation, to His signs, the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, when we read them and when we listen to them. And then, as a result of that, we have tawakkul on Allah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَبَكَّرُونَ. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq, wal-Malik, wal-Hakim, wal-Raziq. We know that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all goodness and all adversity comes from Allah. We know that adversity comes because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us and wants to turn us towards Him, because we are generally too busy having a good time and everything is going well, but adversity comes to turn us towards Him, Jalla Jalalu. What I want to say is that our view of adversity generally is negative, in the sense that we don't like it, even if we don't complain, which inshallah we don't do, and we say alhamdulillah, but it's alhamdulillah not with the same feeling as when you get some dark chocolate, for example. It's a different kind of alhamdulillah. I'm not obviously saying that one should ask for it. Obviously we shouldn't ask for it. But when you get it, the key thing to understand is that adversity comes for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do anything without reason. And adversity comes to build character. Adversity is the gym of the spirit. And like the gym, when you lift weights, it hurts. But that's how you build your muscles. And so also, when you face adversity, it pains. But that's how you build your spirit. And inshallah, we'll see the result of that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. The reality also is that for most of us, we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only through adversity. When we have everything going for ourselves, we're generally too busy feeling, having a ball, you know, feeling good about it. But you, actually the tears come to the eyes, you stand up in tahajjud and so on and so forth, when there is adversity. So adversity also comes for that reason, which is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw a person close. And that's the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if Allah wants to draw somebody close, if Allah loves somebody, then He gives him adversity. And that's the reason why it comes. I of course always make the dua. I say, Allah, draw me close without that, because you don't need it, I also don't need it. But if it comes, then we also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Alhamdulillah, because this is a way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to Himself and builds, gives us an opportunity to build our connection with Him, Jalla Jalalu. So adversity must be seen in that context of as something which is positive. Now that does not prevent us from making dua, to be relieved from it, doesn't prevent us from making the effort to get out of it. All of that, alhamdulillah, is good and should be done. But to look at adversity positively. The reason I'm saying that is that if you do that, then whatever efforts you make, you will make anyway. But you don't end up in depression, you don't end up feeling despondent and despair while going through that adversity. And you don't feel like, oh my God, why is it happening to me? Even though you might not say it, the feeling will be there in the heart, and that feeling is negative. So the way to get out of it is say, Alhamdulillah, this is my Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention is on me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing me close to Him. Now if you take also the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salam, all of them went through all kinds of adversities, far more severe than what we face. And inshallah, we ask Allah to save us from that. And all of that, the imprisonment of Yusuf alayhi salam resulted in his nubuwwat and resulted in him becoming the ruler, the minister of the king of Egypt. Ibrahim alayhi salam, all the adversities that he faced eventually ended up in all forms of great goodness for him. So similarly, other people. So if you look at the Anbiya, lives are full of adversities, and these adversities always resulted in good that comes at the end of it. So therefore, I think that's something to also keep in mind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the adversities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you power. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use you for the purpose of His deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with noor and barakah, and to ease all your difficulties and to fill your lives with happiness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.